Statecraft by Jack Watling. Read by Matthew Spencer. To those who stood and changed everything. Introduction. Where there was no ice, there was mud. The jeep lurched its way along the edge of the field, slewing sideways from time to time as the tyres struggled to bite in the slush of Donbass snowmelt. To the left was an open field, its surface glittering in the weak winter's sun. Before 2014, it had been planted with crops. Now it was planted with mines. We kept close to the tree line to our right, eventually pulling over beneath a dense patch of vegetation. As we stepped out from the vehicle, a platoon commander from Ukraine's 95th Air Assault Brigade emerged from the bushes to greet us, beckoning us to follow him quickly. The entrance to the Ukrainian trenches lay amidst the trees. What started as an irrigation ditch branched left and right and deepened until we were surrounded by the red earth. The mud pulled at our shoes. Every 10 meters or so, there was a cutout in the wall of the trench, with a step and a scrape, where a Ukrainian soldier kept watch. We walked fast as the trench zigzagged its way forwards, until an opening revealed a set of wooden steps descending into a bunker. The temperature change was abrupt. Past the fabric screen hanging across the entrance, soldiers sat on their bunks. Despite this being a forward position, the troops' quarters were clean. A soldier was cooking in the corner, another read a book, nestled close to an LED light hanging from the ceiling. When the brigade commander entered the bunker behind me, the men made their acknowledgements, but otherwise continued with their activities. It was clear he was respected, but just as encouraging was the fact that they were comfortable with his presence. The platoon commander opened his map case on the table and began to talk through the positions, before indicating where we were heading next. Then we were out again, following him as the trenches became narrower and less regular, excavated painstakingly by hand while the enemy watched. Eventually, we arrived at a shallow trench with an overhead covering. Stooping to make our way along, we entered another bunker, smaller this time, with just enough room for three of us to sit, our knees together. The soldier occupying the position handed me a tablet, and in an instant, a grayscale image reminiscent of the First World War leapt forward a century, as I found myself looking across open ground via a remote camera. 150 meters in front of us were the Russian trenches. Ever since the Minsk agreements froze the battles between Ukraine and Russia in 2015, the Ukrainian army had held the line of contact in Donbass to prevent further encroachment by their adversary to the east. There was sporadic shelling and the ever-present threat from snipers. 31 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed in the previous year by sniper fire. I panned the camera left and right, looking for the telltale heat spots that suggested a Russian. But they too were keeping low and relying on technology to survey no man's land. "They say there will be attacks here soon," observed the commander. "What do you think?" It was February 2022. What I knew was that within days the soldiers around me would be subjected to a full-scale assault by the Russian army in an attempt to occupy and annex Ukraine. Whether the Russians would succeed depended in no small part on the capacity and determination of the soldiers occupying these trenches. Seeing how they kept themselves, the state of their equipment and fighting positions, and the social dynamics in the unit, I felt confident they would fight. But given the size of the force arrayed against them, and the limited ammunition in storage to the rear, I was more pessimistic as to how long they could hold out. I felt wretched, knowing that many of the soldiers around me would soon be dead or wounded. And I felt angry as, despite 8 years' warning, we had left Ukraine to be further devastated by war. The failure to deter Russia from launching its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 cannot be understood in isolation from the wider deterioration